Good morning, June 15, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's edition includes a newly signed Illinois hemp law and a pair of federal rural opioid response grants with a July 8th deadline. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with the news, the Chicago Sun-Times reports that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed hemp regulations into law, settling the state's lengthy Delta 8 debate for now. This is one to watch for anyone tracking how states are drawing clearer lines around hemp-derived intoxicants. At the national level, Recovery Review has a piece titled "Making Recovery as Accessible as Addiction in America, the 2026." Elsewhere, Talking Drugs reports on Czechia at a crossroads, with experts defending a cross-sector drug policy model. And Medical Express highlights a hospital addiction consultation service that may improve outcomes at low cost. That could matter for health systems looking for practical ways to expand addiction care inside routine hospital settings. In the Social Pulse, one innovation-focused post from Sean Luo on X points to counterfactual casual GAN simulations showing a 50% reduction in overdose if people are removed from environmental hotspots. Another post from Bunk Police on X says test strips are a first line of defense, noting that fentanyl, xylazine, and nitazenes are showing up in substances where people do not expect them. The post frames screening as a way to answer one key question: whether something potentially dangerous is hiding in a sample. There was also an opposition message on X arguing that rehab should have been implemented years ago over what the post called safe consumption, while criticizing local Democratic narratives. That stands as an example of opposition framing around harm reduction rather than a new reported development. In research, one item is a new Science Direct entry, though no additional summary text is provided in the source newsletter. Another paper, published in Addiction, is titled "A Latent Class Analysis of Clinical Complexity: Secondary Analysis of the Collaboration Leading to Addiction Treatment and Recovery from Other Stresses," or CLARO, Randomized Trial. A separate paper in Regional Anesthesia and Pain Medicine is titled "Bidirectional Opioid Conversion Between Intrathecal Morphine and Methadone: Advancing Clinical Practice Frameworks." On the policy front, Montana has enacted a change allowing digital identifications to be used in the state's alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana laws. Turning to funding, the Health Resources and Services Administration has two current Rural Communities Opioid Response Program opportunities. R-Corp Impact is open now, with a deadline of July 8, 2026. R-Corp Planning is also open now, with that same July 8, 2026 deadline. If that timeline is relevant to your team, the window is fairly close. There is also a National Institutes of Health opportunity, the Avant-Garde and Avenir Awards for investigators conducting high-risk, high-reward research on HIV and substance use, or substance use disorders. The deadline is September 25, 2028. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And one activism item to note: the Housing Not Handcuffs campaign is inviting people to join efforts opposing anti-homeless policies.
If that campaign is relevant to your work, it may be worth checking the sign-up details directly. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.